Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello!
Good evening and welcome.
Hello!
It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took more time than we thought that it might do. Joe thought it would take an hour or two. Ed thought more, but they should have known the answer. Cause we've been here before. Oh, we're back in the recording studio.
It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast.
Horn Section Podcast. Hello. Hi, guys, and welcome to this, another episode of the Horn Section Podcast.
Hi, Alex.
Hello. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Ron. And if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to kind of host this one. I'm going to be doing a lot of the talking, and basically I'll hold it all together and introduce things and generally be in charge. Is that cool with everyone here?
Great with me.
Yeah, really cool.
That's, that's cool, guys. Okay. Yeah. And then I thought you guys could play some music during it to add a sort of musical dimension, if that's cool with everyone. Is cool with everyone here?
Yeah. Cool, guys.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Listener. This dingle's just for you. You didn't donate money, but your sister did. It's true. So hello, Thabo Yates. A geneticist by trade, who loves his bike and loves his folk. This is your serenade. Your sister is a good one. She told us that you're nice, and you hate the saxophone, so you're also very wise. And now goodbye, Thabo Yates. We'll see you very soon. But remember to thank Ruth for this very special tune. Well, I want to introduce one of the band who often gets overlooked, but who has some very special talents. It's a pianist. Who not only plays the piano, he also is the dream man. He can interpret any dream accurately, isn't that right, pianist?
That's true, yes.
Yes. And I had a dream last night. I'd like you to now interpret my dream.
Gladly.
Thank you. Last night, I had the most amazing dream. Oh, dream man, will you tell me what my dream might mean?
Yes, I will, Alex.
Thank you, dream man. Here comes the dream. It was 1998. I was at my granny's house, wearing shorts and denim shoes and granny's special flowery blouse. We had all just eaten lunch when my family saw the clothes. My dad said, "Why are you wearing that?" My mummy just turned round and froze. I turned bright red and tried to speak, but when I opened up my mouth, I couldn't make a single noise, and all the food I'd ate came out. I sat there with my mouth agape, and out poured gravy, mash and pie, lasagna from the week before, and then a bright blue butterfly. And when my parents saw that there, with wings of gold and blue and green, they started clapping, shouting, "That's the best thing we have ever seen." But then the insect did a thing that caught us all quite by surprise. It landed on my grandpa's hand and tightly squeezed shut both its eyes, then opened up its mouth and puked up even more food everywhere. Sausages and bits of bread, a pint of beer, a large eclair, and last of all, a hawk came out. It swooped around the kitchenette, then opened up its mouth and puked up fish and chips and vinaigrette, and also three small butcher's dogs that licked my gran upon her face. And she said, "This is your fault, pal. You're nothing but a tall disgrace. You shouldn't wear my special blouse. You shouldn't puke out butterflies that puke out hawks that puke out dogs that lick me on my mouth and eyes." So I stood up and shook my head and shook my fist and shook my legs and ran straight home and cooked a meal of ham and beans and cake and eggs. What does it mean? What does it mean? Oh, dream man, tell me the meaning of my dream.
What does it mean? What does it mean, these things I've seen? When I'm asleep, these pictures creep inside my mind. Oh, dream man, won't you help me understand? If there's one man
Well, Alex, it's just a load of meaningless rubbish. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Dream Man. Now I understand.
It's a gift, isn't it? Just nails it every time. Just...
Yeah, it is.
My favourite saint in all the world is not Saint Nicholas. Although there's nothing that man can't achieve. No, my favourite saint is called Saint Eve Hannon, although I've heard he's better known as Steve. Saint Eve Hannon, Steve Hannon, Steve Hannon.
Yep. It's now time to welcome our special one-person guest audience. Here she is. It's Catherine Ryan! It's Catherine Ryan! Hello, Catherine.
Hi, thanks, everybody. That was a beautiful song.
The Dreamland song?
Yes.
Did you think so?
But the butterflies and the throwing up, I thought I really connected with the material.
It was quite gross-out humour. That's what I'm doing now. Doing quite a lot of that gross-out stuff.
I wasn't grossed out, but keep... doing it.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Exactly the same.
Good.
So far. I'm going to introduce you to the listener with a song. That's what we normally do, but this time I've not written the song. You've written the song, Catherine.
Yep.
Because I've been to a website called brainyquote.com. Have you visited brainyquote.com?
I have.
It's an odd website, isn't it?
I like it. I like to know where quotes come from.
Well, a lot of them come from you.
Wow.
There's about 100 quotes from you on there.
No way.
Yeah, way. And I found ones from you that rhyme, and I've made a song out of them.
Oh, no.
It's a poem slash rap. It is now. So I'm gonna read out a bit, and then if you want, you can spit some of it, because I've seen you spit before.
I'm a good rapper, but you only found out I was coming yesterday.
Yeah.
This is amazing, Alex.
Yeah, I've been busy. The mute on the trumpet, nice. Growing up, I loved comedy. Even before I knew you could be a comedian. I'm proud to be Canadian, but I identify as a British mum. I'm very careful not to tell a joke, just to get a reaction. Isolated incidents have lateral lasting implications. It's quite deep. I don't worry about whether or not people like me. Society wants happy families. I've little time for sincerity. I think it's better if people aren't getting on that they should divorce. You'll never make a success of yourself when you're doing an impersonation of somebody else. Now the chorus. Many of us are quite stupid. I am rock and roll. I talk funny because I come from Canada, but I won't go back unless I'm terminally ill. I'm behind Kanye West for American president, 100%. I got into comedy at exactly the right moment. Alice Levine has great unique style and beautiful red hair. The holidays are the worst time to travel, and ISIS are making things any easier. Justin Bieber's a nice chap. Skiing is ridiculous. I am nearly see-through, like a jellyfish. I highly recommend reading the book Confessions of a Video Vixen. All I've ever wanted to be is a strong, powerful black woman. Powerful player. Many of us are quite stupid. I like rock and roll. I talk funny because I come from Canada, but I won't go back unless I'm terminally ill. Okay. Catherine, it's your turn now to rap.
Okay.
Yeah? You ready for this?
Sort of. I just enjoyed you doing it so much. Okay. You think Trump cares if you leave? He wants power, not prosperity.
Yes.
The Kardashian family have earned their place. It's an American dynasty. I'm not a nasty person. I'm an undisputed gangster. I love Lena Dunham. I love, 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 love her. It's not my place to tell anyone what kind of feminist she should be. I'm actually thrilled with the woman that I'm turning out to be. Uh-oh, posh people blow my mind. They're good at everything. True survivalists. We don't have posh in Canada. It's just not a thing that exists.
That's right. Many of us are quite stupid. I am rock and roll.
Really good rapping.
I am a good rapper. Thank you. But I mean, I'm a bad person. I'm learning from all those quotes.
Which bit? The Kanye West bit?
Well, the real problem with ISIS is that it makes my Christmas travel harder, according to me.
It is a side effect of it.
I like Alice Levine. And her beautiful hair, but I feel that my skin is terrible and I look like a jellyfish. We're exactly the same color.
Yes, you are effectively calling Alice Levine a jellyfish.
Yeah, but you know, people have to listen to the song to know that. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Catherine.
Duncan Campbell drives pretty fast. He keeps his food cool in the fridge. He folds up his clothes really neat all the time, and he's never set foot on a bridge. Because Camel's an enigma, a mystery man. Nobody can know Duncan's truth. Because Duncan does things in Duncan's own ways, and he's got his own magic phone booth. When he gets in the booth and dials a number, the magic begins to happen. He can talk to a person who's miles away, like York or Glasgow or Japan. Yes, Duncan Campbell keeps his food in the fridge and can talk over very great distances. He has his own phone booth and his very own fridge, neither of which can be coincidences. Stop!
Do you like music?
I love music.
Do you like playing games?
Yes.
Do you like charity shops?
Yeah.
Great, because it's now time for a quick game called Lucky Dip from the Charity Ship. Because shop didn't rhyme.
No.
I bought three things from a charity ship. Okay, there's three items in here. You can put your hand and rummage around. They're all from a charity shop. If you can nearly accurately identify them, you can keep them.
So I don't pull them on, I just feel them?
Yes.
And I see. Okay.
So she's rummaging.
All right, one thing feels quite rubbery.
Yeah.
Like it could either be a mask or maybe some washing up gloves, but I don't know if that...
Yeah, no, I'll give you that. You can take them out.
Shall I take it out? Washing up gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get those in a charity shop. How much were they?
I'll tell you, because you can keep them.
Wow. They're great washing up gloves. Sometimes washing up gloves are too big for me.
Well, they are really good.
But they have them in a small.
I'll tell you what they get. They are Spontex silky ones.
Ooh, and large.
Eight to 8.5 size. Silky sensation on your skin. Seidiger's Gefühl auf der Haut. They're from Germany.
What I like about them is they're not yellow, like the listener might expect.
It's cream.
They're just cream. Okay.
Would you like to dip in the charity ship again?
Someone might have murdered with these and then just put them in the charity shop as a good way to hide the evidence.
Might have, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, next dip. Trying to guess what this is.
Ooh. This has some rubbery bits, and then it also has some sort of Velcro bits.
Yes.
Maybe like a workout glove, another glove.
No, it is sort of a glove. You can get it out, but you've not got it.
Oh.
What do you think that is?
Oh, it's a lens cover.
Yeah, sort of. It's, ouch, that hurt, a dog boot.
Oh.
It helps to keep injured paws clean and dry. For small dogs. You've got a small dog, haven't you?
I have, yeah. There's a boot. That's a really smart product. Okay.
You enjoying the game?
I love the game.
Yeah. Everyone enjoying the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Final dip in the charity
the
shop.
The final item. Also quite rubbery.
Yeah, weirdly, this charity shop mainly sells rubber items.
It's a rubber theme. Okay, this. Oh, no.
I think you like this one. This is, I think, very on brand.
I'm trying to unfold it in a way. Oh, it looks like something inflatable.
It is inflatable. Shape-wise, the shape would help. Spiky and round.
A pineapple?
Yes.
Ooh,
it's an inflatable pineapple drinks holder.
Oh, wow.
For the bath.
I like that. For the bath, I think. Okay.
Or anything with water. There we go. Well, that's the end of that game.
That's a great game,
though. Yeah, I mean, it's just something, isn't it? It's just
very good. I'm not sure about the music.
Oh, I like the music.
Oh, did you? Okay, good.
It was whimsical. It was perfect for, daytime TV, relaxing.
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, sorry.
It had a nice sense of fun, I thought.
Yeah.
Ben, what did you think of the music?
Lovely.
Yeah, Willip?
Awful.
Catherine, what are you up to? Are you having a busy summer? Do you have a favourite thing that you do?
I'm having a busy summer. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a departure from what I normally do, which is tour and be around other people. I'm just writing a sitcom, so I just stay alone and stare at the wall.
Oh, dear.
It's good.
Do you need a theme tune?
Yes, I do, actually.
What's the sitcom called?
The Duchess.
Mm. And what sort of vibe is The Duchess?
Well, she is a disruptive Canadian lady living in London, and a lot of the other moms in the school run are, posh. She's a bit hip hop.
And if you were to compare the Duchess's skin to an animal, what would that be?
Well, it's not going to be like a jellyfish, because when I'm glammed up, they paint me a whole new color, usually like some sort of orange. But there's a song. Are we allowed to sing? Yes.
Well, weirdly, on podcasts, you can do whatever you want.
Okay. So there's a young lady called Bad Bobby, and she got in trouble for slagging off her mom and trying to fight people in a Jeremy Kyle style show in the US. And then she got a record deal, and she's only a child, but she's.
Bobby.
Yeah. Like the doll, like Barbie, but it's like Bad Barbie.
And then, Bad Barbie. Okay.
Yeah. And then she has a lot of great music. And I think she's probably a real danger to society. But the song that I think describes my relationship with my daughter is one of her songs. It's called Bestie. And it's like, that's my motherfucking bestie. Go best friend. That's my best friend. That's my main bitch. That's my fucking best friend.
Wow.
If you got a problem, then we got a problem. If she got a problem, then you got a problem. And it's like all this rapping. And I just feel that the Duchess is meant to be about, you know, my relationship with my daughter. And then everything else is fiction. But this relationship is real. And it's hip hop. And there's a lot of fashion in the show, Alex.
It sounds like my sort of show, Catherine.
Good.
I like fashion. I like swearing. What a naughty song. Very bad, Barbie. Indeed.
She's like 13 years old. I'm not lying.
That makes it work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, look, I want to talk to you about things... We've noticed some music, if that's all right.
Okay.
Okay, and I think this will help you in your writing process. There's a Beatles song where if you add a word, then the song suddenly makes sense. You add the word hell to this song. Here we go.
One, two, three, Desmond does a barrow in the marketplace.
Yeah, you see what we did?
Do you think that's what the Beatles were trying to say?
That's our theory, yeah. Oh, bloody hell. They just missed out. They dropped out.
Yeah, you couldn't have sung that in the
60s. Exactly.
No? Good bit. Oh, that's a good bit, isn't it?
Very good.
We might do that in the live show.
I have a conspiracy theory now, thanks to you.
Mm-hmm. There's also some songs which we were listening to, and then we all got the minibus got to the venue, so we turned the radio off, and it stopped at an inopportune time. Can we play two songs? Okay, this is when a song changes meaning when you stop it too early.
One, two, three.
Do you know this song?
Yeah.
It's a good song. Whoa, you like to think that you're immune to the stuff. Oh, yeah. It's closer to the truth to say you can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it, you're a dick. Then we got there. You see?
Yeah.
Makes like the Bad Barbie song, that one a bit.
It's a good song.
I'm swearing. And then finally a song by Jarvis Cocker. Here we go.
Joe Cocker, Alex.
Joe Cocker, here we go. You us.
Yeah. I was trying to remember that song the other day, actually.
It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song.
Did you know that version?
No.
People often ask me, who's the best there is? Who's the greatest person of them all? I tell them it's not anyone called John or Pete or Fran or Josephine or Peter Check or Paul. No, the greatest person of them all is Emily. It's true, she's better than Meg Ryan and she's much better than you. Yes, Emily Holmes has always been the very best there is. And Emily will always be the greatest. And while I'm here, I've got to say the bestest person in the band is Willip, the lanky veggie bassist. Stop. I said stop. Stop.
I gather you were listening to the last episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you're an avid listener of the podcast. And you heard Craig Davis trying to win a Rolls Royce.
I did hear that. Is this a Rolls Royce again?
Yes, Rolls Royce again. It's the person at the end of the series who's rolled their Royce for the longest wins the Rolls Royce.
Look out. Cardi B, one of my favorite hip-hop artists, has trained me for this. Because when she says okay, she says okay.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, really?
Yeah.
Well, in every situation.
Yes.
Would you like fries with that?
Oh, grrr.
Brilliant.
So she's in a Pepsi commercial where they say, "Have you got any Coke?" And the waiter says, "Is Pepsi okay?" You know, that famous, "Is Pepsi okay?" And Cardi B says, "Oh, grrr. Is Pepsi oh, grrr." And it's like this whole thing. It's a real tagline.
Oh, grrr. I can't roll my oh, grrr.
Well, yeah. You're messing with a French person now. I can do it.
What does that mean?
Je parle français.
Oh, sure.
I went to a French school because my parents were mean. It was kind of like bullying. They just sent me to a French school neither of them speaks any French.
In Canada?
Yeah, French Canada. Mm-hmm. But they were not French. They're Irish. And they were like, let's fuck with a 3-year-old today. And then they just sent me. And I remember coming home like, what's going on out there? I thought the whole world spoke French. But eventually I learned. And this is why I'm going to be good at the Rolls
Royce. So finally it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, also, Cardi B's doing the podcast in a month.
I would die.
Oh, okay, we won't book her then. Okay, so all you've got to do is roll your R's for the longest possible time while saying a Roy of my choice. And the person who rolls Roy's the longest wins. Your Roy is a Roy who had a Labrador retriever named Triggs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is?
No.
I'll give you more clues. The dog died in 2010, was once described as football's biggest canine celebrity because she featured in an advert for guide dogs and was involved in a police investigation when Roy had an argument with a neighbour. This Roy was a dominating central midfielder and noted for his aggressive and highly competitive style of play. He could be a Mr. Man. It's Mr.
Wait, do I need to know this man's name?
Yes.
How am I going to know a football person's name?
I've given you a lot of clues. He had a dog called Trigg. Roy Keane. Roy Keane.
Oh, I should have known that.
Yes, yes.
Because my dad really likes him.
Your dad's mean. He sent you to the French school.
Yeah. Mm. Now I hear about Roy Keane, I see. Okay.
Okay, so good luck.
I didn't do it that long.
Oh, it was.
How long was
that? 18.3 seconds.
You know what it was? I could still hold my breath, but the rrr stopped.
Yeah.
Rrr, can you do?
I can't do it at all.
Maybe if I try and Cardi B octave. I'm going to give one more go just for fun.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
This is just for fun. This isn't for the
Rolls Royce. You don't need to give me the car.
Okay,
I'll take any mid-sized family vehicle.
I like hearing Roy Keane's name said like this. I think they should always do it from now on.
I'll do it higher. Okay, ready?
Halfway.
I can't do it, Roy Keane.
No, you're not very good at this.
No, I'm not.
No. But you're good at other things.
I hadn't considered the stamina. I didn't know anyone would ask me this. So thank you. Now I have something to work on at home.
Yeah, yeah. When you're writing your sitcom, you can...
The Horn Section Podcast. Like a room full of musicians and a comedian doing a semi-prepared session for 45 minutes, usually with a guest.
Before Rolls-Royce, we had a feature, Catherine, called Saab, in which people could win a Saab, and Rob Deering won that. Unfortunately, we've heard that Saab haven't delivered the car yet.
Oh.
Mm. So what we're going to do, I thought we could read out all the Saab slogans from over the years.
Yep.
In the hope that they might then give us a car.
They've gone bust like 5 years ago.
Well, it's 7 years ago, it's 2012. But I've discovered on Wikipedia there's a section for Saab slogans, and they're pretty good.
Okay.
So I thought we could set them to music. So can we have some Swedish music, please? So these are genuine slogans from Saab, and I like them all. Here we go. Number one, the Swedish car with aircraft quality. I'll make you buy it. Your turn, Catherine.
Okay. Go swift, go safe, go Saab.
Lovely. The most intelligent cars ever built.
A Saab will surrender its own life to save yours.
These are all genuine. Welcome to the state of independence.
Born from jets.
Move your mind.
People who test drive Saab usually buy one.
It's a pity other cars aren't built this way.
We don't make compromise, we make Saab.
Saab, it's what a car should be.
beyond the conventional.
The Command performance car.
Well built Swede.
Find your own road. Stop. There we go. That was
wow.
That was odd, isn't it?
No, I feel like they'll be back in business.
Yeah. Joe Leonard is a man, and that's the way it is. But if you change one letter of that silly name of his, Joe Leonard would not be a man. He'd be a different mammal, a legend of the jungle, a sleek and spotted animal. Yes, what the N in Leonard's name with something like a P? He'd not be Leonard anymore. No longer a man would he be. Joe Leopard would emerge from his den. Joe Leopard, a really cool guy. Joe Leopard, I think you should change your name now. Why won't you, Joe? Why? Well, this is a special podcast today, Catherine. For the first time ever, well, maybe third or fourth time ever, but we have a second special guest.
Wow.
Which is a surprise for you, I know, but I think you have worked with him before. I hope you like him. Are you genuinely quite excited?
Yep.
Good. Well, it's... you just have to wait for a second for the special guest to
get prepared. Special guest didn't realise he was on at that moment.
The special guest is going to come out any second now. Yeah, here we go.
Slick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but try not... Yeah. Well, Catherine, the special guest has just arrived. He's probably going to check his mic because he's quite an unusual voice. You want to check your mic? The special guest is here, and it's none other than Henry Hoover.
Whoa!
We will sing Henry's introductory song. Feel free to join in with the chorus. Here we go.
Diddle-a-la-da, Henry Hoover. Diddle-a-la-da, Henry Hoover.
I'm a short little fat guy, always smiling. I hoover carpets, rugs, and tiling.
Diddle-a-la-da, Henry Hoover.
It's more of a corrugated dust-sucking hose.
Dust-sucking hose.
But if you want a spotless carpet, stronger cleaners are on the market. Mike Dyson, Dustbuster Douglas, Evander Hooverfield and Electrolux Lewis.
Well, I couldn't give a toss, I'm Henry Hoover. Spin me round, I'm quite a mover. Force my nose in your dirty little carpet. I couldn't give a toss, it's quite cathartic.
Henry Hoover.
This is Henry's debut on the podcast, weirdly.
How has it been this long? He's a celeb.
Yeah, he is actually looking at you with his eyes, which is perfect. don't turn your head, Henry. How are you, Henry?
Fine, thank you, Alan.
Alex. What I thought we'd do, we'd have a feature called Musicians Are Curious, where the musicians interview the guests. And I thought, Henry, you could interview the guests. Do you play any instruments, Henry?
Yep.
What do you play?
Trumpet.
Do you? Okay, so the way this works is... normally the musician, but in this case the Hoover, will play a couple of notes on his trumpet, then he'll ask you a question starting with, I was just wondering, and then he'll play his instrument underneath your entertaining answer.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, that's how it's going to work. There'll be three questions. Are you ready, Henry?
Yep.
Okay, well, here we go.
I was wondering, Catherine.
I was just wondering.
When did you last do the hoovering?
Oh, Henry, I love
play
hoovering.
Your trumpet, play your trumpet, Henry, quietly.
Okay.
You need to play underneath your answer.
Yep. Henry, I love hoovering, and I most recently hoovered just yesterday. I got a current carpet moth problem, and I'm trying to resolve it, and I'm really grateful that hoovers exist for that.
I think this is going to work as a chat show. Your next question, please.
That sounds like something I could help you with.
I think I need a...
What kind of hoover did you use?
Henry can't hear anything Catherine's saying, unfortunately.
I have a really powerful...
Can you play your instrument, Henry?
The trouble is I can't hear anything anyway.
Do you know, I forget the brand. I have a Bissell carpet cleaner, which is like shampoo and wet. And then I have a pet hoover, but it's not you. I forget the brand, but it's like great. And it is not Dyson.
Does it have eyes?
No.
Is it shark, Catherine?
It might be the shark pet. Someone tweeted me and said, get rid of your Dyson.
They're really good.
Okay.
These Dyson cordless things for the kitchen, just forget about it.
Hoover segment. Final question, please, Henry.
What would be your dream pet?
Play your instrument, please.
Henry, I have a pony and I have a cat and I have two deceased rabbits and I have three dogs and I'm about to get another dog. So my dream pet, honestly, would be a fish because hoovering, as fun as it is, I do a lot of it and I don't want to do any further hoovering. I'm at my hoovering max.
Had?
Fair enough.
Not had with the deceased rabbits?
Oh, yeah, had. I don't keep their bodies around. One of them was like eaten by a fox. And then the other one, I brought its deceased body to the vet and I made the veterinarian tell my daughter it was dead because I couldn't do it. So I was like, well, he'll be fine. Let's just take him to the vet. And then we got on the bus with a dead rabbit.
Is that music?
Yeah, we got on the bus with a dead rabbit and you couldn't tell that it was dead. It wasn't bloody or anything. And then lots of people just kept asking to pet the rabbit, asking what the rabbit's name was.
The deceased
and
rabbit.
The deceased rabbit. And it started getting stiff.
What was his name?
Oh, Anthony.
Anthony.
Oh, Anthony. And I wouldn't tell my daughter. I just didn't have the balls to do it. So we got to the vet. I'd called the vet in advance to tell them we were on the way. And they were trying to do all this admin, like, when's the bunny's birthday? And I was like, listen, I can tell you what day it died. And then I just couldn't say it in front of my daughter. So we got there and she rushed in with Anthony.
Anthony.
And the vet said, I'm sorry. His heart's not beating anymore.
And it's cold and stiff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy you a fish. Henry Hoover. Henry Hoover.
Well, actually, he is gonna sing you a little song about an animal, if that's all right. Do you mind doing that song, Henry, about the animal?
I'd love to.
Okay. What's your song about, Henry?
Oh, glad you asked. It's about.
Why are you touching your face while you're talking?
I'm putting some moisturiser.
Okay.
While I'm performing on my face.
Okay, and what's the song about?
Dry face.
Yes, what's the song about?
The song is about the most divisive issue, which is currently tearing this country apart. There are rows over dinner tables every night. There are ugly scenes. Yes. No one can agree.
Okay.
Which is which out of the coot and the moorhen? Nobody knows which one's the coot and which one's a moorhen.
Right. Mm. Off you go then.
When the beak on the front of its head is bright red, that's a moorhen.
Okay. Off you go, Henry.
Thank you, Henry.
Diddle diddle to Henry Hoover, diddle diddle to Henry Hoover.
Well, that was a nice moment, wasn't it? This podcast is funded by some of you. Thanks all of you for listening and sharing, and special thanks to those who've donated on Patreon. It wouldn't happen without you, because our wives and girlfriends would be even more cross with us because of the money situation. Catherine, it's time for a quick game of Hey, I've Heard All Those Things Before. Of course I have. It's a simple game where you all play some music, I say some sounds, and you stop playing if you haven't heard the sound. Okay, so the last person playing is a person who's heard all the sounds. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I didn't explain it that well. Have we got an instrument that Catherine could play? What instrument do you play, Catherine?
I can sort of play the piano.
Ah, okay. Do you want to, we've actually got two pianos over there.
But not, you know.
Do you want to go and sit next to the pianist?
Sure. I don't remember how to play anything.
It doesn't matter. You just play any sort of groove, Catherine, and they'll join in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello.
I don't remember how to do it.
That sounds pretty good to me.
So
that
bad.
First one you played was great.
Yeah but I don't remember how it goes. It's
but if
like
you keep going round and round.
Around that first go, bit.
No, because I just need the bit. The other bit. Sorry. And then it goes.
Isn't it?
What's that? How do I do that?
That's a D.
Okay, and then. Okay, I'll try my best. Ready?
Okay, good luck, everyone.
Yeah.
Ben, do you want to start the rhythm first and then. Welcome to Hey, I've Heard All Those Things Before. Of course I have. Ryan on keys and a brand new saxophonist. So stop playing if you haven't heard the sound of a waiter dropping loads of stuff. We've all heard it. We've all enjoyed it. A woodpecker
Boris Becker. Everyone heard Boris Becker speaking? On the telly is fine. They're all still playing. The inside of a police car. Stop playing if you haven't heard the inside of a police car. Have you all been inside a police car? We've lost the saxophonist. When were you in a police car, Will?
I got pulled over when I didn't have any insurance on my car and I sat in the back of the police car buying some new insurance.
You idiot. A whale or a dolphin in real life. Have we lost you, Catherine?
I never heard the inside of a police car.
Oh, good for you. That's a good thing. But it was lovely piano playing.
Eventually.
Okay. One man band in real life. A celebrity called Richard in real life. What celebrity, Mark?
Osmond.
Opera. Who's been to the opera? When did you go out, Ben?
The dolphin and whale one.
Oh, that's a sad thing. A hip-hop gig. Still trumpet, still guitar, still bass. An anaesthetist counting down. You all been under. A priest who has to sing bits but isn't very good at singing. Something really frightening. What have you heard that's really frightening, Joe?
Like noises in the night when you're in a
well, that is really frightening.
The middle of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. One of your own bones snapping. None of you.
No. Huh. Smashed my cartilage in my nose once.
On purpose.
Yeah.
I quite often do that. Well done, everyone. So it's a draw between Willip, Joe and Mark. We didn't have a marching band in a storm. Member of the royal family swearing at some animals. The confident donkey or Brian Adams on the phone by accident. Well done, everybody.
Aural gold. Yes, please. Oh, thank you. Wow. It's even better than I thought anything could possibly be. The Horn Section Podcast. Powerful listen.
Hey, Catherine, have you ever been on Desert Island Discs?
No.
Well, when you're on it, because you will be, please could you pick one of our songs,
yes,
as one of your songs, because that will help our careers. Which one would you like to pick? How about this one? We've written a song called The Song That Everyone Should Pick When They're on Desert Island Discs, because it will actually help you survive.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to sing that to you now. All the lyrics are based on advice given by Paul Hart, a former Royal Navy Lieutenant Commander who wrote an article about survival for The Guardian. So here we go.
Same as last time.
What do you mean same as last time?
Nothing. Oh. Sorry.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. First of all, stay positive, optimistic, don't despair. Oh. Then make sure there aren't any current risks. There could be hazards all around, so make sure you assess the ground and don't waste time thinking about your discs. Well, if you sustained an injury when you got cast away, you must get that wound sorted out at once. If gangrene sets in, that's you done. It's not a nice disease. You'll be dead in days, let alone weeks or months. Well, it's quite long. I'm guessing you were travelling by boat or by plane, which might have been smashed up upon the shore. Go back and search the wreckage for any survival aids, like shelter, beds or clothes or tools or more. Like a knife would be very, very, very useful here. So worth checking out the pockets of the dead. Yes, this is grim, but don't be prim. You've got to get yourself stuck in and just be pleased that you're alive. Instead, now the chorus. Oh, desert island, you won't have time to listen to music. Oh, desert island, I'm giving you great advice. Please use it. All right, we're getting close to the rap. Two verses from me and then the rap. Must know you need water if you want to survive. A few days without H2O will kill you. I'll help you to locate fresh water before it's too late. Then she'll do a rap to teach you to distill too. So, first, if there's vegetation, there'll be water close by. So look out for a cactus or a tree. A thunderstorm is handy if you can collect the rain. And here's how you can purify the sea. Or we.
By responding to
sun and dig a hole with a stick. When you see most substoils, take a cup in it quick. Lay a bit of clear plastic right on top of the cup. Create a seal with the sand, get those gaps filled right up. Place a rock in the plastic, now you just gotta wait. The sun will heat the subsoil, water evaporates. Plastic will trap the steam and start condensation. It'll drip in the cup, that's your thirsty taste sensation, baby.
Yeah.
Get your head down and your ass up. You gotta find that water quick, baby. Get it.
Oh, desert, desert island, you won't have time to listen to your music. Oh, island, desert island, I'm giving you advice. Please use it. Take me to the bridge. Now build a shelter off the ground so you avoid the snakes. It needs a roof, so grab some leaves and do your best to thatch. You need to keep warm too, so it's time to make a fire. So look around and hopefully find a lighter or a match. Last bit, then forage for food that isn't very poisonous or yucky. There's normally a KFC nearby. Then text your friends to say you're stuck and need some help real soon, or just ask a friendly passerby. Oh, desert island, desert island, you won't have time for music. Oh,
desert island, desert island,
I've got some great advice. Please use it. Yeah.
Wow.
So I had its ups and downs. The rapping was good.
Rapping's really good.
Thank you. Mm. Alex, this is really smart because you guys will all get loads of plays on Spotify as well, because they'll have to keep looping it to follow the instructions.
Exactly. I imagine everyone's going to pick it from now, and you'd be mad not to.
I'm going to pick it, I promise you that.
Thank you, Catherine. Ed, could you play the piece of music that Catherine was trying to play as I thank everybody?
It's a great song. Oh, the first song. No, yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay.
It's na 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 na
Catherine could just sing it.
Yeah, see? That's what I was trying to do.
Well, there we go. This is the music that Catherine didn't play, but thank you for listening, everyone. Enjoy this wonderful piano music. Thanks to Joel Porter and everyone at the pool here at Maloko for recording. That's Ben and Jamie. Thanks to the band. That's Ben, Joe, Mark, Will, Henry, and all the other members of the band. And mainly thanks to our best guest ever by miles, Catherine Ryan.
Thank you.
Yay.
Do stick around. There may be
it's Sarah McLaughlin.
Some bonus Cheers. Content. Yeah.
Dance in the snow and a smile that won't wash away.
Can I you look out the passenger.
Window? Your shadow getting in the way.
Passenger. Yes, there'll be a bonus song from the pianist in a second. But meanwhile, goodbye. Stay safe. We'll see you next time.
Henry's gone mad.
I wake the day to my penis. So if you want to feature in the podcast, do go to Patreon, where you can donate some money, as little as $1 a month, as much as $1 million a month. The more you give, the more of a mention you'll get. We'll make you little dingles or long songs. Just let us know what you want and we'll do it. You can also buy our album on Bandcamp. And thank you for any contributions. Also, you don't have to do anything. It's free. If you do donate, they do take the money out of your bank account every month. So you might want to stop it or keep doing it. We're very grateful for anything. Willip, that is some super guitar. This is just to say, oh, shucks. Thanks for giving us $5. Emma Fletcher, Andrew Peeling, David Burford, Alex Grant, Cara Compass, Juan Violet Snow, Sean O'Brien, Tim Kennington, Cameron Clough, Daisy Hilliard, Bruce Bailey, Chez Parry, Will Atkins, Tim Llewellyn. Thank you, guys.
One, two. Hardly Paul Neil and Stevenage too. A Crawley Town 2 and Shrewsbury 1. Preston North End, one crew three. Brentford MK Dons evening kickoff. Swindon v Doncaster game called off. Because of waterlogged pitch
and floodlight failure,
this fixture will be replayed
when it's not raining.
And when they fixed the lights or in the daytime, those were the classified scores.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.